Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Guests here on 97.3 The Fan. Join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Matt Scraby, filling in for the last hour of Gwynn and Chris. Adam Klug here with me as well. When we get to the bottom of the hour, the end of the show, the end of 97.3 The Fan's week, I'm going to give you the name of today's biggest fan, and also I am going to play Elzie Harrington for all of you, San Diego State basketball player, freshman. He was on the show earlier this week, and he has started with a bang. So if you're not familiar with Elzie Harrington, he was one of the highly touted players coming out of high school, and he went to San Diego State. And it seems like he's going to be a pretty good player for San Diego State. So you'll get to know him a little bit more at the end of the hour. I also want to hear from Craig Stammen on Ben and Woods earlier this week, because I didn't get a chance to play the clips, but they asked him some great questions. Like, how does he plan to value the analytics? And I think that's an important question, because it was something that we talked about many, many, many times throughout the season. Also, what does he think of small ball mentality? I am curious to hear what he thinks about that. I'm not personally against bunt culture as much as everybody else is, because I do think it's necessary at times. But Craig Stammen, you know, they asked him that, and I think that's an interesting question, and I'll play that for you. Also, the MLB free agency, if we have time, I want to go through an article from ESPN that went through each team and gave one thing they learned about each team during the general manager meetings in Las Vegas. But, you know, it's been a lot more of changes to the Padres this offseason than I would thought it would be. The offseason began after that loss to the Cubs on October 2nd. And that does seem like 6 months ago, but that was actually only 43 days ago. So there have been more events in the last 43 days than some teams getting into throughout an entire offseason. And things have been coming at us fast, and I do understand that. Let's list them real quick. You have the Padres going down in the playoffs. You have Mike Schilt retiring. You have Craig Stammen becoming the manager, and now the potential sale of the team. And I was trying to come up with a different way to talk about this, but I sometimes get feedback that I'm too overly positive about things. But I looked up the term, and I said this, I have a phrase that describes me well. And I looked up this term earlier, and I am an optimistic pessimist. And here's the definition of that. An optimistic pessimist is someone who anticipates negative outcomes but remains hopeful that things could improve, or is motivated by the potential for a better result. That's where I am at with everything. I am fearful that the unknown is here and the team might change, but truly, I'm going to try and believe that things are going to be good. That's just who I am. And no matter how bad things get, my brain has to rationalize with something positive. It's just how it works. So, you know, I do understand the frustration out there about some of the things. And Nate wants me to add to the list of news, Yu Darvish being out for 2026. And that is definitely something that came out of nowhere as well. So I understand it, and I understand the frustration. Let's go through these things one by one. The playoff loss, can't sugarcoat that. So we don't ever really need to talk about it. They didn't get it done. That is the truth. Mike Schilt retiring was actually pretty shocking. But, you know, at the same time, lots of people wanted him out. So for those people, they got what they wanted. But in retrospect, I think this is probably for the best, because you want someone that's fully invested in the team. And Mike Schilt cited health problems throughout the year. He cited different things that were taking a toll on him throughout the year. And if he wasn't in it 100%, then he was right for stepping down and retiring, because you don't want a guy who's only half in it. And Mike Schilt also doesn't seem like a guy who would ever be half in it. And so when he retired, I think that was pretty shocking, because no one expected that to happen. And it was shocking because he retired with time left on his contract. And it was shocking because he left money on the table. So that was a hit to the system. But, you know, things got smoothed out after that all happened. Then Craig Stammen being hired was another shock. But I've said this before, I said it earlier, this Craig Stammen is the manager of the Padres, and I can't change it. So the only thing I could do is have Craig Stammen prove it to me and prove it to all of us that he could do the job. I think he deserves a little bit of time before we all come to the conclusion that he can't do the job. I'm not one of those people. I'm going to wait and see what he can do, because, again, he is surrounding himself with a lot of smart people. Ruben Niebla got a promotion so that he can be more in the ear of Craig Stammen. And Craig Stammen does not seem like a guy who it's his way or the highway. He seems like more of a guy who is going to listen to his coaches, listen to his players, listen to the front office, and he's going to make a decision that's best for the whole. But if he can't do the job, we'll have that conversation at a later date. But going into the year, I'm going to hope for the best. And I'll say this, about Craig Stammen. It seems like a long shot in our head right now, but what if they get through this season and they're a good team? What if he does a good job? All of this worrying was for nothing. And so that's why when people are on the internet already crushing this move and saying that they have no chance and that he's the guy who's going to drive them into the ground, I don't understand that, because I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that Craig Stammen is going to be so bad that they are going to start losing. That's not something that I think is going to happen. But again, he's going to have to prove it. And so I think he knows that. I think that he accepts that challenge. And I also think the Padres know that as well. They know that they have to have him prove it to all of us. Now, the sale of the team does scare me the most out of all the things that have happened this offseason. But it's more about the unknown than anything else. I am not good with the unknown. I don't like the unknown, which I don't really know many people that like the unknown, but we don't know what's going to happen here coming up in the next few years. John Seiler has said he is going to find a buyer that wants to continue Peter's legacy and continue his vision. And I do believe that. I think that John Seiler would not just hand over the team to someone that's not going to take care of it. Because in the end, this is Peter's legacy outside of his children. This is his legacy. The Padres are his legacy. And you have to bring someone in that is going to buy into that. And you're going to have to bring someone in that's going to invest in that legacy. So in the end, again, I think this could be a good thing for us fans and a good thing for the Padres. I've seen the names. We Ben and Woods, there's a clip on Twitter at 97.3TheFanSD. They were talking about the couple rich guys earlier today, Stan Kroenke, Joe Lacob. And, you know, I have a friend up in the Bay Area that is very he's in the mix with some of the reporters up there, and we were texting a little bit, And he, you know, he's obviously, this is not official or anything like that. I want to make that clear that I'm not trying to start a rumor. But he is hearing from his people that Joe Lacob is interested in getting a baseball team. He's interested in adding that to his portfolio. And he already has an NBA team. He already has a WNBA team. And we talked a little bit earlier, I can't remember if it was off the air or on the air, but he was also in the mix for the Angels. He really wanted the Angels until Artie Moreno closed it down and stopped selling the team. But one of the things that I think people are going to love the most from what my friend just told me, if Joe Lacob decides to buy the team, now this is way far off. He really wanted, I guess, to buy the Giants years ago, but the Giants don't want to give up the team to him and give him all of the control. He tried to buy the A's. Fisher didn't want to sell it to him. So from the inside, I guess he's told people before that he really wants to get a team that can stick it to the Giants and stick it to the A's. And that means to me, Joe Lacob is someone who's going to put money into the team. He's not going to just let them be bad. And so again, this is not any confirmation of news. I'm not breaking any news. I'm just relaying a conversation I had with a friend who lives up in the Bay Area and is a very connected guy. I really think that if they bring in a guy who has a guy or gal or a group who has money, they could take this team to the next level. Because right now we've talked about the budget things here in the last couple years where they may not be able to spend. How much are they going to be able to spend? What's the budget limit? Blah, 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 blah. With a guy who comes in like Joe Lacob and has money, he can infuse money in that. But I don't think he just wants to be like a silent partner. That would mean that he wants full control of the team. And I don't know what the Padres are willing to do in that regard. I don't know if they are just willing to sell off their portion or if they're willing to sell off everything. And so when you're looking at potential buyers and you're looking at the exploring the sale, all I can ask from the front office of the Padres is to do the homework that they're already doing and make sure you're leaving this team in a good place. I don't want to start over with this team. The last 6 years, San Diego and the Padres have built something really, really great. And I don't want that to come to an end. And I don't think that's going to come to an end. And I don't think this year, you know, last year before the season, we talked about the lawsuit between the family and Shill Seidler. And we were like, oh, how will this hang over the season? I honestly forgot about the lawsuit a couple months into the season. Not even a couple months, like a month into the season. So I don't think this is going to have an impact on 2026. All of this stuff is behind the scenes. They've already assured everyone that they're going to put the same amount of effort into the team in 2026 while they're exploring this sale. And I believe them, and I have to believe them because, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the wins. And they have been winning lately. So they have not told us lies. They have done their part of the job. Now, maybe the players haven't performed when they needed to. But as far as building the team, building the roster, putting money into this team, they have done that. And I am going to take that and believe that they're going to find an owner that's going to love this team just like they did and just like Peter Seidler did. So lots going on with the Padres. I understand why you're feeling the way you are, but let's all give it a shot together. I'm Matt Scravey. This is the Gwynn and Chris Show on 97.3 The Fan. I'm filling in for Gwynn and Chris. They'll be back on Monday. When we get back, Craig Stammen, he was on with Ben and Woods. I will play you some of those clips I talked about earlier. What does he think of the small ball mentality? That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This hour of sports talk is brought to you by SD Collectibles. Get ready, sports and Pokemon collectors. SD Collectibles Card Show is back at Liberty Station with over 100 vendor tables. November 22nd through and 23rd. Find sports cards, Pokemon memorabilia, and more. Visit SDCollectibles.com for more info. That's SDCollectibles.com. Matt Scraby with you here on 97.3 The Fan. Gwen and Chris off for today. They will be back on Monday. Before we get into the Craig Stammen audio, I would like to talk about the Pokemon that we just talked about, the Pokemon card show and all that. And I heard the other day from, I think it was Frank or Braden or both, when we were changing the shows. And so Frank and Braden were going out. All of us were coming in. And Frank and Braden said that they were talking about Pokemon and people were relating Pokemon, like in who would be which Pokemon on the station. And I heard that I was a Snorlax. Like, I don't think I'm Snorlax. And if you don't know what Snorlax is, it's just this big Pokemon who sleeps a lot. I don't think I'm Snorlax whatsoever. I would more be like, in high school they called me Pikachu because I bleached my hair when I was a freshman. This was back in 1999, so it wasn't like recently or anything. But I was called Pikachu. I would even really like to be Charmander or something because he's kind of cool. But Snorlax? I don't sleep all that much. I wish I slept as much as Snorlax. I see you on the chat, Cole. Checks out on Snorlax, huh? I don't think I'm Snorlax. If you have a Pokemon, a cool Pokemon that you think I am, come into the chat and let us know. Gwen and Chris, SD, 97.3, The Fan. Ooh. Gonzo said Bulbasaur. I like Bulbasaur. He's kind of cool. Although he's the plant Pokemon. I like Charizard or Charmander. I think Charizard's the evolved one. Anyway, I went way too fast. SD Mike says I'm gonna have to look up different Pokemon. Snorlax and Pikachu aren't great fits. Thank you. Thank you very much, SD Mike 87. All right, Ben and Woods, earlier this week, they had Craig Stammen, new Padres manager, on the show, and they asked him a lot. So you can go back to 97.3thefansd.com, or you can go to Ben and Woods on Twitter, or you can go to 97.3thefansd on Twitter, or you can go to the Odyssey app and go back and go to their Wednesday show, because that's when they talked to Craig Stammen. But they asked him some really good stuff. And I'm going to start with the small ball mentality. What does he think of small ball mentality? Now, the reason they asked is because this was a huge part of the DNA of this team in the last couple of years. And again, I'm not a hater of small ball philosophy, but I do think that sometimes giving up that out to sacrifice bunt someone a second is counterproductive. And so Bennett Woods asked Craig Stammen what he thinks about small ball.
Yeah, the way I look at that, like, we've got great players. We got to allow those players to be great. And there's certain players in our clubhouse that are love those moments, love those opportunities to change the game, and we got to allow them to change the game. Now, is bunting still part of baseball? Yeah, there's ways to create runs in certain situations with certain hitters at the plate and certain runners on bases. Sure. And certain situations where, like, we could use small ball, and we've been effective at that, you know, as a team. But I also think, like, we can take some opportunities to take some shots and hopefully improve on that. You know, you spoke about the home run, you know, where we ranked in the league in home runs. And, you know, I think we all agree that we got the talent on the team to be better than that. And we're going to work to see what's best for our team and create an offense that's best for our personnel. and managing them that way. And, you know, hopefully that leads to us being a little bit more productive on the offensive side.
And he answered exactly how I thought he was going to answer. He's going to use it when they need it. It is an important part of the game at certain points. I would like to see it deployed in maybe some different situations this year. But that's something that one of those things that we're just going to have to wait and see what happens with that. I don't think they're going to sell out for the small ball like they did last year. Again, I'm not a small ball hater, but I didn't think at times it was the best thing. It was the best strategy for the team. Ben and Woods also asked Craig Stammen, how does he plan to value analytics?
Yeah, we've got a great department, research and development department, analytics, whatever you want to call it. People that are diving into the numbers and diving into the, you know, biomechanics and the strength and conditioning, all that kind of stuff works together. You know, we're always constantly looking for that one avenue to make one of our players just a little bit better, or, you know, make a process within our team just a little bit better that gives us an advantage on the field. Obviously, Petco Park is an amazing stadium, the best stadium in the big leagues. But it does offer some, you know, struggles for the offense a little bit, you know, when the ball gets up in the air at night. You know, however, you know, there's some home runs. There's still home runs hitting this ballpark.
Yep.
And, you know, we've got to embrace, like, what this ballpark brings to us. And I know we had the kind of saying of Petco Park hitting last year, and that's we've still got to embrace that idea of being able to hit in this ballpark and not use it as a crutch for struggling. So I think there's some things that we can dive into and look back and see, like, what's the best way to create offense in this ballpark and to score as many runs as we can. And you can score runs in many ways, and we're going to figure out all those ways to do that. But, you know, the other teams that come in here and hit against us, they're not, you know, maybe they are complaining about it, but they're also trying to score runs too. And it's just, you know, if we can score one more run than they can.
I thought that was a really great answer, and I'm going to go back to a part, and I may have to find it live on the air.
Last year, and that's we've still got to embrace that idea of being able to hit in this ballpark and not use it as a crutch.
There it is. I like this quote.
Of being able to hit in this ballpark and not use it as a crutch.
Because it does sometimes seem like we go in that direction, which is the truth. I mean, Petco Park is not one of the most highly rated stadiums in baseball for home run hitting, but as he said at the end there, other teams come in here and he doesn't hear about them complaining about it. And I can probably confirm that because it seems like other teams are hitting more home runs than the Padres do at home. So I like that he's not allowing something like Petco Park is not a hitter's park to be an excuse. I do like that. And I hope that they can figure out how to hit at Petco Park. And I hope that they can figure out how to up the power numbers. And Craig Stammen, he knows what he's talking about. He did the baseball stuff for a very long time, and it's interesting to hear him in this kind of setting. Like, he's the manager, so he's giving us his breakdown on things, and I like what I'm hearing so far. Because if you're going to let the Petco Park is a graveyard for hitters be the excuse, then you're probably not going to hit well. You're not going to hit for power. Because you already think, hey, this is Petco Park's problem, not my problem. So I like that. I like that he went to that, and he said that it's not an excuse. So if you want to hear the full interview with Craig Stammen on Ben and Woods, again, go to 973thefansd.com. This was on Wednesday, and so you'll be able to find it there. You'll also be able to find it Ben and Woods on Twitter. You can find it at 973thefansd on Twitter. And you could also go to the Odyssey app, go back to Wednesday, and find the segment with Craig Stammen. Matt Scraby, going into the final segment, before we play LZ Harrington, I'm going to give the biggest fan, and that's going to be after the break. So it will be the last biggest fan of the week, but when we get back, I'll announce that. And also, who is LZ Harrington? We'll talk about it, and we'll hear from him next. I'm going to give the name for the biggest fan in just a second, but I got a text from my girlfriend, and she said, Snorlax fits for me. I don't want to be a Snorlax. So I texted back, what? I don't want to be a chubby, sleepy Pokemon. And she said he's cute. I'm not buying it. I don't like Snorlax the Pokemon. I don't want to be compared to the large, sleepy guy. But she said it was cute, so maybe he is cute. I don't know. I don't think Snorlax is cute. It's kind of annoying, actually. All right, time for the biggest fan. Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Darlene Budd of El Cajon. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973. And you'll qualify for our grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. I do love it when... I don't love it when people are, like, upset, but... SD Mike says... Or, I'm sorry, Katie said, wrong name. I know. Darlene Budd, El Cajon, 833-288-0973. Your time starts now. Chat gets really upset when their name is not called. And I understand why, because they want to go and do this 20 tickets to a game. But we still have a couple weeks left, everyone. Still plenty of names to go around. I promise. I really do. Matt Scraby, last segment of Gwen and Chris, last segment of the week. I do not have a Scraby show tonight. I have been talking for the last 4 hours, and if I keep talking, then I will probably say something I regret. So no Scraby show tonight, but you can go back to the 2 p.m. hour if you would like. And you can go back on the YouTube and watch, because we've had a full show. Jake Ariani of CBS 8 came in and completely, if there's one thing you need to go back and watch. So last night on my Scraby show live, I think Darlene is calling in right now. Hold on. Darlene, you're on the air. Is that you? Is this Darlene?
That is me. You called my name.
I did. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for calling back. You are confirmed to be in on this prize, so you may be drawn for this, okay?
Okay, thank you, and wish me luck.
I will wish you luck. I like Darlene. Thank you, Darlene. Darlene called in. So if you want to sign up, go to 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. I forgot where I was going before I got into Darlene. This is unfortunate. I could just go back and talk about Pokemon, but I'm not going to. Man, I really wish I didn't do that sometimes. And I really wish I wasn't called a Snorlax. All right, we got traffic, and then hopefully... Oh, Rubik's Cube Challenge. Thank you, Katrina. So I did the Rubik's Cube Challenge last night, and I gave myself 45 minutes to do the challenge. I did not accomplish the goal. Like, did not even come close to accomplishing the goal. If you want to go and see this, you can just go youtube.com/@thescraby show, S-K-R-A-B as in boy, Y. So Jake Ariani of CBS 8 comes in today, and I was telling Adam and Jake and Adam, I did this Rubik's Cube thing last night, did not get anywhere with it. And Jake's like, oh, I could do a Rubik's Cube in like 5 minutes. I'm like, no, you can't. 5 minutes? Really? 5 minutes? Less than 5 minutes? He said, yep, I got this. So I said, all right, let's do it on the show. And I handed him the Rubik's Cube, and he finished it in less than 5 minutes. And you could see this on the YouTube stream. So go to @GwenandChrisSD or go to @973TheFanSD, and Jake completely surprised me, because he was able to solve this thing like it was no problem. And he kept trying to explain to me, as everyone was last night on the chat, it's just an algorithm, dude. And I'm like, I know it's an algorithm, but I can't, my brain does not do algorithms. But anyway, if you want to go back and watch that, it's about 45 minutes or so in to this broadcast, and I think it's impressive enough that you should go back and watch it. So 45 minutes into this broadcast is when he does it on the camera, and he still gives takes and everything on sports. So I'm very impressed. very, very, very impressed with Jake Garriani and his Rubik's Cube skills. All right, Darlene has called in. We have traffic. After traffic, you're going to get to know freshman Aztecs basketball player Elzie Harrington.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Our next guest, having a good start to his freshman season. Elzie Harrington joins us, freshman guard on the Aztecs hoop team. Elzie, how are you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm good. Just got out of practice like an hour ago. Yeah, I'm good.
Elzie, you guys, you showed up, I would assume. At what point did you get on campus and start to kind of assimilate yourself?
Well, we started, I want to say our summer session started July 7th, but me and Tay got here a little early. We got here like June, like the second week of June.
So you guys
started doing workouts and stuff. We've been here for a minute, yeah.
So you guys have been here for a minute. Season starts. You guys are off to a pretty good start. You're getting some good minutes, being able to contribute. What's been your takeaway being on the Mesa for as long as you've been here since June and the start to the season so far?
I mean, honestly, it's just been really fun. I think practice every day, like how hard practice is, has prepared me so well for the games. Like it's made the games, I don't want to say easy, but like it feels easy just compared to what I'm used to seeing every day. But yeah, it's just been fun, and I'm so grateful that the coaches trust me enough to play me as much as they've been playing me. And I'm super excited, you know, to continue. Next week with Troy, and then we get to go to Vegas.
Yeah, you guys, the schedule seems to start to get a little bit tougher as we move forward. You come in to San Diego State a pretty decorated, with a pretty decorated high school career. I mean, you had opportunities to go, you know, through the old Pac-12, USC, UCLA, Arizona State, even a place like Harvard. What was it about San Diego State that, you know, grabbed your attention and had you wanting to be a part of it?
I mean, the biggest thing for me was just like the family culture. I know you've heard that before. It's just like how the coaches and the players treat everybody. Yeah. Like at the end of the day, yeah, we're basketball players, but we're humans first. And so like human stuff that comes up, like they're giving with that, and like it won't affect your minutes or how much they believe in you on the basketball court. Like they understand that we're people first. And they really pour into that aspect of our life. So, like, that's the biggest thing for me.
Talking to Elzie Harrington of the Aztecs basketball team here on 97.3 The Fan. And as Tony pointed out, you were very decorated in high school. You were named Max Preps California All-State Teams, CIF Southern Section All-Open Division Team, Trinity League Co-MVP. I could go on and on and on. But what are some of your goals now that you're at the college level? And what are you trying to accomplish this year?
So I feel like most of my goals right now are team-based because I don't really want to get caught up in, like, player goals because that's when you put unnecessary pressure on yourself, yeah, in my opinion. So, like, as a team, I feel like we're so good and we should win the Mountain West and we should go deep in the tournament. Like, I don't – like, my goals as a team are more on my mind than self-goals, but, like, I'd be lying if I said I don't want to be, like, the freshman of the year in the Mountain West and, like, I don't want to go to the NBA and I don't want to do those things. But, like, I just think as a team, we should definitely win the last year of the Mountain West. And, like, I feel like we have the team and we have the depth to go really far in the tournament. So those are my two main goals.
Yeah, look, there's no shame in wanting to accomplish those things. I think us Aztecs fans want you to accomplish those things. It's generally mean that the team is probably playing pretty well. You guys, as I mentioned, you guys are getting ready to start playing the tougher part of the schedule, right? Troy, next week, you move into the players tournament there. You got Michigan, you got Oregon, and perhaps some other tough teams. I mean, how much did that, getting a taste of that kind of play when you guys scrimmaged against UCLA there, how much does that come into play in terms of preparing you for that type of competition?
You're saying, like, how much did the UCLA game prepare me?
Yeah.
Or just these games before? Yeah, I think UCLA, it was really good that we got to play a top team first, because, for one, it makes it, like, it can't get any harder than this. Like, that's your mindset, especially not playing a college game before.
Right.
You play UCLA first, and you're like, okay, this is the best of the best. So that was really good, but honestly, by the second half, by the time I was out there, I was like, it's just basketball.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it helped me realize that just because they're a top team, like, we're still out there playing basketball and it's the same game. And it's honestly more fun when the teams are good, in my opinion. Like, it brings the best out of you. And so those are games I look forward to the most. And, yeah, I'm super grateful for that UCLA game, and I'm super excited for all the big games we have coming up.
You guys were able to kind of dismantle Long Beach State, Idaho State, gave the best effort they could, but you guys pretty much handled them as well. I mean, in terms of how you fit into this rotation and the things that you bring to the table, just talk a little bit about those things. I saw you kind of handle the ball on the break. I saw you finish on the break. What's the strongest part of your game right now, you think?
I just think I've been a playmaker my whole high school career, and so I think that's just what I have the most reps at is making plays, whether that's passing or scoring. Yeah, I think that's probably my best attribute. Like, I feel like I'm good at thinking the game and, like, figuring out what's going to work versus what's not going to work. But I also understand, like, we have a lot of playmakers on our team too, and so it's not always about that. It's about how can I affect the game on the defensive end, and how can I try to get a rebound? That's something I'm trying to work on. And I'm really learning that there's so many different ways you can affect the game. That you don't need the ball in your hands. Like, you can do so much. And so I think that's another big benefit of me coming to school here and having to play with a bunch of talented guys.
Freshman hooper LZ Harrington joins us here. Freshman on the San Diego State hoop team. And LZ, was it difficult when you first got acclimated, and I know you know coming in that this program is about defense. How was it, everything you expected when you got on campus, or was it a little bit of shock to the system?
I mean, I don't know how to answer that. So, like, I knew, like, people can tell you one thing, but then when you experience it, it's totally different. So, like, I've heard, you know, practices are hard and it's a lot of defense and it's a grind and all that. And, like, when you hear that, you're like, okay, but you can't really prepare for it until you're in it. And so, yeah, being thrown in the fire the first however long practice was really rough, honestly. it was really physical. But, I mean, that's what you want, though. Like, you grow in uncomfortable situations. And so I feel like, I mean, it served me well. And like I said, it's made the games feel a lot better because I feel like I'm overly prepared in practice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Well, listen, you got the Mesa, up in a frenzy. I don't know that we've had a freshman that has gotten everybody this excited as you have, man. We certainly are behind you 100%, man. I want to continue to see you do well. Thanks for coming on and spending some time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. LZ Harrington, freshman guard out of Long Beach.
All guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit davidpshapirolaw.com. Thank you to LZ Harrington for coming on the show earlier this week. I just had almost a major catastrophe during that interview, and it was scary. I just made it back in the studio about a minute ago. I went downstairs to get my water bottle out of the car, and I made sure I had my wallet, my pass, so I can get back in and everything like that. But I got to the front doors, and sometimes they do this, and it freaked me out. But they don't open sometimes when you scan your card. So I was sitting there thinking, what if this interview ends and I am not back in the studio in time? And I went down the rabbit hole while I was waiting downstairs. That was scary. That was absolutely scary. I had visions of the station just doing nothing and playing blank music, blank sound, basically. So silent sound. I don't even know what to call it. But I went around to the side of the building because I saw people leaving, and they had already closed the door, and they were far enough away that I couldn't call them back to let me in. And so I shook the door, didn't work. Went and I got my pass and I used it, didn't work. And so I panicked. I nearly called him because I didn't know what to do. And there's no one in the building with me. But eventually I found my way back in, and I don't need to be scared anymore. Katrina said, us old timers call it dead air. The sound of silence is the appropriate term. Dead air would have been nice to think about when I was trying to explain that. But, all right, that's it for today's show of Gwen and Chris. I hope everybody enjoyed the Scraby / Jake Garriani / Kirk Kenny / Adam Klug show. We have a big weekend ahead. And I'm saying big weekend because my niece is turning 3 tomorrow. So I would like to say happy birthday to my little niece, Lydia, and I'm going to be going to get her a present right after the show. So if you have a niece out there, just tell them you love her. You love them because they need that. But she's going to be 3 years old. She's the cutest. She loves spooky stories. She loves ghosts. She's like me, really. She loves all the scary stuff, which I think is awesome for a 3-year-old to like. But she has her birthday tomorrow, so I'm going to be going to that Sunday, just watching some football. I also need to clean my bedroom. I need to, get in there and do a deep clean on my bedroom, which I'm not looking forward to. So wish me luck. But thank you to everybody who joined us today. I appreciate you. Appreciate everybody that joins us all week long. We'll be back on Monday. More Gwen and Chris. Ben and Woodstar at 6 a.m. Braden's Apprentice Show with, I believe, Sammy Levitt filling in for Braden on Monday. So you'll hear from Sam on Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone. I appreciate you all. Be safe in this rain. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.